In our neighborhood, we separate our recyclables, which get collected every week on Mondays. And while we try to be careful in reducing our rubbish output, as a family of four, which includes two teenagers, there's still quite a lot that gets thrown away. Recently, I was astounded to learn that virtually half of the plastic ever manufactured has been made in the past 15 years, and that more than 8 billion kilos of it ends up in the world's oceans each year. Those wildlife pictures of seabird skeletons, stomachs filled with colored beads, or of fish entangled in plastic bags have interrupted my complacency. Yet when thinking of the environment, I'm tempted to tell myself, with more than 7.8 billion people in the world, there's little I can do. In the Genesis creation story, the Almighty encouraged our first forebears to be fruitful and multiply, and to fill the world with their presence. But once they were placed in the Garden of Eden, God's instructions to Adam and Eve were to serve and to protect the earth. As an experiment, I decided to look for the different plastic items that are part of my daily life. From my morning toothbrush, to the milk container, the wrapping around fruits and vegetables, and even to the ATM cards in my wallet, it's impossible to live a life without plastic. But while plastic may be problematic, it's also so ubiquitous. And just like many things in life, it takes persistence to change unconscious habits. Recently in our home, our daughter introduced metal drinking straws, and my wife bought reusable cloth bags for doing our shopping. We also use less foam and more recyclable paper plates. The good news is nearly 1 in 5 items worldwide gets recycled, and that amount is increasing steadily. So today, I'm going to try and find one more way to minimize my use of plastic. Well, at least after I get some cash from the local ATM.